Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on May 17, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Echolink stations, come now, please.
KD2FPM, KA3TFP on Echolink. I'm the last one on the list there as of right now. Over.
Okay, yeah, Bill, it's just you and me, it looks like, so far on Echolink. Matt let me out of fire department duties tonight for our meeting because I'm still fighting off this bronchitis deal. So as I DT, I'm coughing like a crazy man over here. So I'll let you take the floor. KA3TFB, Bill, go ahead, tell us what's going on your way today.
I'm not much better health. I can cough, too. I'll cough when I start talking, but 56 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough, and it's raining, and we have rain all around us. It might rain all night, so that'll make the eighth consecutive day we had some kind of rain. I wish the rain would go somewhere else where it's needed. I did cut the back grass today. I cut it. It wasn't real high, but the tractor would stall a couple times and shut off, and we'd start it back up, and it'd be fine and dandy until it would do it again. So we made progress today. The law of diminishing returns has diminished. Back to net control. Thanks for being there, Mr. Kevin James. Top of the evening to everybody listening. Those are on scanners. Those are on a computer. Those are on a 2-meter handheld, walkie, whatever. Wish the best of the evening to you. Back to net control from KA3TFB.
Yeah, Bill, I got to tell you, KD2FPM back here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, in Alberta, Canada, boy, I tell you what, they're in a devil of a mess. Because I guess the one big city there, I want to say it was something like 80,000 people or something like that had to evacuate. I know it was on the national news tonight because of the wildfire that they're trying to fight off. Here we are, we're getting a lot of the rain here. In fact, well, up here where I am, we only got a tenth of an inch of rain today. And over there, they're really hurting. They could probably use a good dousing. So, well, keep them in your prayers. Okay, we'll move forward here because it looks like just Bill and I are the only ones on Echolink. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin James and everyone on the net.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
WA to you.
And 2KPS.
And 2OIQ.
Okay, very nice call up there. I'll start at the bottom of the list. N2OIQ, that's Dan. K2KPR, I think that's what I copied there. I want to make sure I copied that right. Come back with your call there, that second to last one.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo. Welcome.
Okay, yeah, I was getting a little bit of scratchiness in that. Try that one more time for me.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
Okay, we got you that time. My apologies. And apparently I don't have your first name in my database. So when I come back to you, we'll grab you. We got WA2U John, KD2AIC Jeff, and N2PFM George. George, go ahead. Tell us what's going on in your part of the world today.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I thought maybe you had a stuck mic there or something for a minute. Well, good evening, everybody on the net. 50 degrees temperature range today was 46 to 64. And we did have a little bit of sunshine, but some rain and mostly clouds. It was the kind of weather we had here today. And tomorrow I have my dinner in Krogan with the Verklers. Something that I want at the meal site, so I'll be going for that tomorrow. Mama was really good at the nursing home today, like she was ready to come home, but like I say, it could be that one day, and the next day she doesn't even know who you are. Got together here photos to hang up on the wall now, too, pictures of the General Slocum, the USS United States, and they give away the last ones that did something in 1912. You'd know what all three of these, the fate of all three of these ships. Probably not one of your people would know what about the General Slocum, but I'll let that alone for now. With that, we'll say God bless in 73. That's who PFM clear.
Yes, George, and my apologies. I did have a stuck mic. I had to get a little physical with my Echolink here. Yeah, and N2KPR, forgive me. I did have your name, Rich. I forgot. My brain is in scatter mode, so we'll get back to you in a minute there. Move down the list one, KD2AIT. Jeff, are you out at camp today?
KD2AIT, I'm at camp only in my mind. Body's here in the office at my computer working away. And I'll be working for a couple more hours tonight. So just all I did today was work. I don't think I left the house today. I went out with the yard from the stretch legs, and it was a good day to get a lot of work done. There was rain is most of the day here. And, that usually happens when I plant something in the garden. So I planted some trees yesterday, and that's a bad, it's been raining. That seems to happen to me every once in a while. I don't know. I think that's a good thing. I think we're taking some of Bill's rain down there in Pennsylvania. Not a lot else to report. Kind of quiet. I'll turn it back over here to next. Well, good to hear Dan out there again. It's been a while. And Rich there, N2KPR. Haven't heard you in a while either, so it's good to hear you guys. So,
KD2AIT, back to control. Okay, yeah, Jeff, and I always want to let you know we appreciate the use of Echolink out here, and thank you for hosting this node for us, because we do make good use of it. All right, we'll move on down the list. One, WA2U, John, how are you doing out on Hinkley Lake?
Okay, very good, WA2. Well, good evening to the assembled group here and those out there listening. It's 40, 47 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Kathy and I had a good day today. We, let's see, at 9 o'clock we had a lumber company drop off some lumber, so they did a nice job, like supporting the local lumber companies versus the big box stores. It's kind of interesting. I ordered from the same place my father did years and years ago, and he's building a lot of homes around this area, so that's another generation, I guess, of it. But they piled up all the wood, so we've got some wood for the project around the house, and I've got enough lumber and hardware and bits for the screw gun and everything, so I can build a deck over at the camp and a railing and all that. So if we get nice weather, we'll be able to do that. And as I said, dropped off the lumber, then we went into Remsen, and Kathy went and picked up some plants. Let's go with a plant sale, and we went over to the soda fountain, had lunch. So real tough day. Came back, and well, before I left, I snuck in my workout, so I was glad. It sometimes it takes a motivation, and sometimes a big help for that is what station to listen on Sirius XM. So I found a station that had I don't know what number it was, but had some energy, so I did about 8 some odd miles and a half on the elliptical, so that was good. Worked up a good sweat and showered, and as I said, we went into Remsen. And what else? Had another delivery of beverages this afternoon, so we put them away, and so all is good with everything. Kathy's watching a program, which I'm going to join her in a minute, about something about a lighthouse. So it sounds kind of interesting. And I was listening to one of our local radio stations this morning and heard a very familiar, I was kind of, you know, Kathy and I were talking, all of a sudden this voice popped out, and I go, hey, I know, you know, that's, I got a kick out of it on the move, so. Anyways, we'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and we'll say good evening to all, and 7-3, so probably won't, I doubt if we'll be around tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday evening, we're usually around the fire ring, but we won't be around the fire ring, we'll be around the 9.2 surround sound with some friends inside until the weather changes. WATU back to net.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, I'm hearing that we may see hit and miss showers tomorrow, so understandable about doing the inside deal. All right, move down to N2 KPR. Rich, and like I say, my apologies. My brain was like a sieve there for a minute. And go ahead, tell us what's going on where you're at.
Well, had a good day today. My aide came in. She was sick Tuesday, Monday, so she couldn't come in. She had that 24-hour bug. And she came in today, not that she hadn't eaten in a couple of days, so I made her sit down and eat something. I said, if you're not going to eat, then you go out home. That's all there is to life. And you listen, my father would say, yep, just like your mother. So anyways, she had something to eat. Said she was feeling a lot better, and then she went to work, and I'll tell you what, that girl did work. She was here 5 hours, tried to make up some hours for last time, and the amount of work she got done in that 5 hours is amazing. I wish I had one-tenth of the energy this girl has got. I would be one happy man, let me tell you. As it is, we always lose our energy as we get older. And when you end up with Crohn's disease, you lose it fast. Yeah, I forgot to set the time out on this. And she fell asleep here right after she got here. And she, while I was sleeping, she decided not to do any vacuum cleaning, so she made me a macaroni salad. And then after I woke up, she decided to get going on straightening things out and doing some more organizing. And like I said, what a job she did. Now I got a nice little work area for my electronics. And soon to have my, FQI radio hooked up, but I'm only going to run it on 40 watts with the mobile antenna. I don't think I need anything more than that here. And she left me about 5. She came back about 6 with a free meal from Burger King for me. And she turned off, left again, said she'd see me ready. So that was the end of my day. And I've been sitting here watching old-time TV shows like Gina is one I'm watching now. And, to KPS, and it's unreal because it's been a show I haven't seen for a long time. I didn't even remember what year it was on, but I remember the actress very well. And after that, I got to believe I'm going to watch and sit back and relax. It's a sad early tonight. Tomorrow night at Bingo, we're going to have a spaghetti dinner beforehand. I cooked the sauce. Somebody else is going to do the spaghetti. And that's going to be it. Because I know I won't be back up here for the net tomorrow night. And last night I was downstairs playing cards right after Bingo. So that's why I didn't get up here. But we had a good time. Back to you, Kevin. By the way, good evening, everybody. Back to you, Kevin, and to KPS. Especially you, Dan. Haven't heard you in a real long time. And get to KPS. But
okay, yeah, Rich, sounds like you've been pretty busy there, so wow. All right, N2OYQ, Dan, you are up next after Dan. We'll throw another call out. So, Dan, go ahead, tell us where you're at and what's going on.
Hey, okay, good evening, Kevin James. I'm real from the Nuts this evening, N2OYQ. I got this thing on, 10 watts, so you can give me radio check when you come back, if you can hear me good or not. I can crank it up to 20. I'm not going to go any further than that, but anyway. But it wasn't too bad a day here today. Kind of putted around here inside and out and in between the rain showers and stuff. So wasn't too bad a day. And anyway, so we got about 50 degrees at the present time, and I think we had around a high around 60, 62, 63 today. So, and yeah, too much to offer. Just fine getting here and give you a head count. So, back to you, Kevin James. We'll talk to you later. And to a white kill clear.
All right, yeah, Dan, actually, your audio coming through Echolink, I was able to copy you without an issue. So as long as everyone else up there could hear reasonably, I think you're pretty well set. So that's really kind of cool. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll take comments, queries, or any late check-ins at this time. Come now, please.
Enter KPL or query.
WA to you with a comment.
All right, Rich, N2KPR, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yep, this is for Jeff or Dan, whichever one can answer it. Is it true that the Dodge Pod building is going to be putting in a handicap entrance? N2KPR.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Katie, maybe Dan might know, but I don't see it. I haven't heard anything happen either, but there's always a possibility. But they always have a meeting upstairs. Sometimes they have it downstairs in the back bottom building, but most of it's upstairs, so you probably get the first step, that's the two-player, but getting up to the next one would be the tough one. So, I haven't heard anything, Kevin, or Rich, so see what happens. We'll keep our ears open for you.
and feel like you're better. Okay, thank you guys, appreciate it. Enter Pripyat.
Okay, thanks, Rich. And we'll move on to WA2U with your comment. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay, WA2U, I just wanted to say it's really good to hear Dan. I personally haven't heard until you in a while. So it's good to hear Dan, and hopefully you'll be able to join us more frequently, Dan. So you've been missed here on the net. So turn it back over to you, Kevin James, WA2U 73.
Thank you, John. We'll try to get back to him more often. We had a little engine problems, so I hope we got something temporary to keep us getting us on the air. So thank you, and to like you.
Yeah, okay. I have to chime in there. I love hearing from some of these guys that you guys haven't heard from in a while, because I have never heard from them, because I've only been doing this net now for, gosh, I want to say on and off for about a year or so. I've checked in for quite a while, because I've always enjoyed, this area. Because I think I told several of you in the past my story back when I was younger. KD2FBM here for Quick ID. When I was younger, my father used to drive me up through Boonville, and we used to head up to, I want to say it was up to, like, Watertown, and then we used to jump down on one of the back roads and head back to South Colton. And that's where his family is from, up near the Potsdam area. So I used to travel through the area quite often, and was always fascinated with the area. So kind of became a little bit of a fixation for me to basically check in and say hello to everyone up in the area. So, all right, with that, KD2FBM, net control here with the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or the late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this the final call. For any last comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2125 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had KA3TFB and 2PFM, KD2AIT, WA2U, and N2KPR, and finally N2OYQ. That was Bill, George, Jeff, John, Rich, and Dan. I want to thank all you guys for checking in tonight. I did that a little bit dyslexic tonight. My apologies. And I'd like to thank all those out there that listened on scanners. That was really cool that you hung out with us. And like I always say, if you're interested in becoming a ham, contact one of the club members here, and they can show you the ropes on how to get your tech-level license and get you on the air with us, and we'd enjoy having you. Okay, until next time, I will say 7-3, and thank everyone for their time tonight. This is KD2FBM. I'll be logging out of the Echolink system and hopefully catching you guys tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, KA3TFB, logging off the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for all stations, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. This is 82 AIT. Good evening. No traffic. Roger, KD2AIT. Thank you for your check-in.
And Brian.
of AOW?
Roger, N5AOW. Good evening, Bill. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Oct-10. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Calling for Oct-10. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Last call for Oct-10. All stations are welcome. Oct-10 would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Oct-10 to use their repeater. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for your check-ins. KC2OVB, clear, 73.